When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to day 46 of Dare to Be. Our title today is Encouraging Words. Patrick Morley once said, "To encourage someone is to inspire them to have courage." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. "But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It is a ghost!' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" The disciples have been fighting for their lives in a storm for several hours. Their adrenaline is already at peak levels. Now they see a figure approaching their boat miles from shore. So they cry out in fear, believing it to be a ghost. John Phillips beautifully describes this scene. "The Lord saw the disciples toiling and rowing out there in the grip of the storm. He knew about the difficulties that overwhelmed them and responded immediately. He came down the mountain, sovereignly stepped out on the sea, and strode after the disciples. The boisterous waves were submissive to his tread. Thus, the phantom was no ghost at all. It was simply the disciples' loved Lord hurrying to their aid, moved by their helplessness and the grip of forces beyond their control. But when they saw him drawing nearer, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out," according to Mark 6:49. "The rowers, we can be sure, tugged frantically at the oars, trying to outdistance the uncanny apparition now stalking them from behind." You can imagine the disciples' fear. Yet Jesus tells them, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Some translations read, "Take courage." The expressions "take courage" and "take heart" are sometimes used interchangeably in translations due to their similar meanings and connotations, particularly when translating phrases or texts that aim to inspire resilience, bravery, or reassurance in challenging situations. "Take courage" directly suggests summoning bravery, while "take heart" implies finding hope and strength deep within. Leon Morris shares deeper insight. "Jesus recognized that they were scared and immediately took steps to calm them. He said first, 'Take courage,' where the verb is one normally used in the New Testament of being cheerful. In all three Gospels, Jesus identifies himself with the words, 'It is I,' employing the emphatic pronoun commonly used in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, where God is the speaker. The expression is sometimes used in the Old Testament, where God is revealing himself, such as in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, 'I am who I am.' Its use on the lips of Jesus at this point might perhaps be said to be natural under the circumstances. The disciples were scared and in need of reassurance. It was important that they should know right away that the one they were seeing was no ghost. So Jesus identifies himself. But the expression has overtones of deity. And who but God could walk on the stormy waters? At least Matthew is giving us a hint that Jesus was more than a mere man. "Don't be afraid" is a note of reassurance that runs right through this gospel. You can see chapter 1, verse 20, 10, verse 26, 28, and 31, chapter 17, verse 7, and chapter 28, and verses 5 and 10. Matthew likes to make the point that Jesus' own need never fear. We all need encouragement in our lives. When we are afraid, a word of inspiration can give us a dose of courage. No one is better at encouraging us than Jesus. When we realize Jesus is present in our problems, our hearts are stimulated with hope. We know there is nothing too difficult for Him to handle. When Christ enters our situation, fear must depart. Some questions to consider. What are your thoughts about the quote from Patrick Morley about encouragement that we began our devotion with? To encourage someone is to inspire them to have courage. Can you think of a time when you have been overwhelmed with fear? And finally, how can knowing that Jesus is present with you inspire you to take courage? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.